This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 23 of our podcast. My name is Dylan and alongside me is Ruby and Bella. Oh, and Bree. We are our host today of the on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we start a round of introducing ourselves and saying what we've enjoyed so far this year? So, well, obviously my name is Dylan. I am 14. I go to Tyree School and my favourite thing this year has been probably Easter, just because it's been so fun.
I'm Bella. I'm 12. I go to Otago Girls High School. And my favourite thing this year is probably been, I don't know, just starting a new school.
Nice.
Damn, that's sad.
And what school was that?
What was it? Just a little mic, Ruby.
What school was that?
Otago Girls High School. Wow. Okay.
Hi, guys. I'm Bree. And, I am 22 years old. I don't go to school anymore. And my favourite thing about this year was probably this, like, music festival called Festival One that I went to earlier in the year. And that was really cool.
Fun.
Hi, guys. My name's Ruby. I'm 14. I go to Queens. And my favourite thing this year was going to the ABBA concert. Few weekends ago.
Don't need to rub it in.
And can I say, yeah, I am going to rub it in, because Frida waved at me about 20 times throughout the concert.
Wow.
Wow, sure, that's something to brag about.
Yeah,
cool.
I know.
Yeah,
really
you cool. Sure it was you?
Where'd they perform?
They were performing at the Regent Theatre.
Ooh.
It was so nice as well.
I don't know where that is.
Cool. Wow, that sucks for you.
Yeah, that's very, very cool.
Anyway, guys, this is Two Truths and a Lie. Our guests, me and Bella, will share three things about ourselves. Two are true and one's a total lie. And it's up to the other two to guess what is the lie. And no revealing until the guesses are in. So, Bella, you're starting.
Hey.
Sorry, Bree.
I'm starting. Okay. One is when I was younger, like I'd say four, I stuck about three pom-poms up each nostril so I could get a Barbie doll from the health clinic. Second one is that I swore at my teacher about 15 times when I was seven and she just laughed at me and I didn't get sent to the principal at all, and then another kid did and they got sent to the principal straight away. And then third is that I actually have naturally wavy hair.
Okay.
And the thing, everyone's looking because my hair's dead straight, but I straighten my hair every day.
I believe that, because you can, like, see the straightener's been there because the hairs are a little bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
What was the first one? Pom-poms in the nostril.
Pom-poms? I've stuck three pom-poms up my nostril, each nostril.
I think the doctor's a lie.
I think the teacher
hospital
one
teacher,
is the,
yeah, yeah.
I think the teacher one is a lie because
Should we all go different ones then?
Okay.
I said
I'll
teacher.
I'll go number three.
Number three,
just,
the hair.
Just for the vibe. I've got no clue.
Okay. I'm saying teacher.
Definitely saying the...
No, I thought you were doing nostril.
I meant to say teacher, not nostril.
I want to go nostril
doctor.
Then. I want to
go nostril.
You're
going to go nostril?
Breathe changing.
And you guys are going teacher? Dun, dun, dun. It's the third one. My hair's naturally straight.
Are naturally
you
naturally wavy?
It?
Yeah,
Didn't you say your hair was naturally... The little... Wait.
I said my hair was naturally wavy. I did swear at my teacher about 15 times.
So
and
your
told
hair
off.
That
and
right.
I stuffed three pom-poms at each nostril so I could get...
So if I didn't change, I would have won.
You would have won. My
straight
hair's
up.
Naturally straight. Don't straighten it at all.
It looks like it's been straightened.
Nope. Whoa. Genetics.
Whoa.
So, Ruby, your turn.
Okay, guys. So, number one is I tried to do a backflip when I was about 6 years old and I broke my tailbone by falling off the table. At my nana's funeral when I was four, I thought the burial flowers were for me, so when everyone gave me the flowers, I walked away. And when I was eight and I was at Lego World, I nearly ate a piece of Lego because I thought it was one of those candy Legos.
I think the third one's fake.
I'm going to go with number one.
I think I'm going for number two for the vibes.
Okay. Okay.
So, guys. Wait, am I saying the lie?
Yeah.
Okay. The lie was, number one, I did not break my tailbone. I bruised it.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Not I any better.
Very cool.
Well, that was two truths and a lie. If you guessed the lie, nice work. If not, maybe you don't know us as well as you thought.
Well, now this is tier ranking. We're going to be ranking Disney princess movies, best to worst. The Disney princess movies are Tangled, Frozen, Cinderella, Moana, Aladdin, The Little Mermaid, and Brave.
I'm saying Aladdin's the best just because Zayn Malik sang in the live action one, guys.
Okay, this is a good thing to clarify. Are we talking about animated or
live action?
I want to take out live action.
Okay. Yeah, animated.
Animated only.
Yeah.
Original animated. I think that's okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think the worst one's Cinderella. It may be a classic, but it's the worst.
Yeah, I'd say Little Mermaid or Cinderella.
I'm going to agree on Brie, Little Mermaid or Cinderella.
You're all traitors.
The worst one for me, I have to say it because I haven't watched it, is Tangled.
I don't know. That means Dylan doesn't get a vote because he hasn't seen it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, what one have you seen?
Guys, Cinderella's the worst. Little Mermaid is second.
Second worst.
Let's do that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to write it down.
Cinderella, okay. Little Mermaid.
Okay.
I'm going to say Aladdin after that.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, it's not that good, you know?
It's not the best.
It's mid.
I just feel like it's a great movie, but there's better on this list.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, what one are we doing?
Aladdin.
And then I want to say...
Yeah, Aladdin's my number one.
Okay.
Well, you just don't get to vote. that might move it up a bit. Let's go to the top of the tier.
Top tier. Okay.
Tangled.
Aladdin.
Tangled as well.
Okay, you're out.
Put Aladdin at like 3 or 2.
Yeah.
Or 3.
I reckon three.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then second has to be Frozen. Brave.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Brave is like...
Frozen was my second one.
Yeah, see, you're outvoted, Brie.
Okay, so Frozen second.
Frozen second.
And then third's Moana. Yeah.
I also put Moana third.
Moana's third.
No, I agree then.
Yeah. And then it's Brave.
Weren't we going to put Aladdin up there?
Oh, yeah, we'll put Aladdin then Brave.
Yeah.
And then The Little Mermaid, and then Cinderella.
Cinderella's so boring, bro.
Oh, my God. And also Snow White.
I hate those
names. Like, I know they're classics,
I don't remember watching Snow White.
I would put Snow White at number 8.
Yeah.
Even though that wasn't on the original list.
It's so bad. 100%.
Mm. Guys, you know what we haven't put in? Beauty and the Beast.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
It's boring.
I'll put it like somewhere down the bottom.
I'll put it in between Brave and The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
Okay, should I reveal our final tier ranking?
Okay, do bottom to top.
Drum roll.
We don't have a drum roll,
I can do one.
That's okay.
But.
Oh, yeah.
That does not sound good, team. Let's stop there. Okay, number 8 coming in is Snow White.
Whoa. No surprises there.
It's kind of cool, but 7, Cinderella.
Again, original. It's just so not that bad. Good.
I do love it, though. Like, her coming of,
I love her story.
I don't like the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. I think that's a good...
Yeah.
A good thing to... Yeah.
Yeah, same with Snow White. It's great story, don't like the movie.
Also, can I say the amount of people who are trying to, like, do Cinderella for, like, music videos and songs and stuff, it's like, just stop. It's really outdated.
Yeah.
Number 6.
You can't put anything.
The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
I think it deserves, like, one higher, but that's just me.
I don't like it again.
It's not the best movie, but it's also, like, nostalgic.
Yeah.
I really like the starting of it and like her and some of those iconic songs but
like I hate the ending
I also think of like I feel like I don't know like the plot is a bit more like
jumbled and there's lots of different sides to the story so it's kind of
Number 5 Brave
It's a good story. It's just not the best.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's all right.
It's like you'd watch it if it's on, but you wouldn't put it on.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. That's the vibe. I do love Brave though. I think, especially like Scottish It's so cool. Yeah. And, like, we're from New Zealand. Love the Scottish.
Yes.
Scottish and Irish.
Scottish and Irish. Yeah. I think it's so fun. But I do think there's better. Aladdin, number four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually agree with that.
Good movie. Dylan Again, still not the best. Yeah. It's not the best. Because we're rating princess movies, I think it's more of like a... It is a Disney princess movie, but there's more princier movies.
Yeah.
I do love, though, Robin Williams as a genie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That was good.
I preferred the live-action genie actor, the Will Smith.
Will Smith. I will say... I reckon out of live actions, Aladdin was actually all good. I know it got a lot of hate.
Yeah. It didn't deserve the hate.
I've watched the live action.
I haven't seen the live action.
I've watched the live action for Aladdin like 300 times.
My brother was obsessed. He'll get so mad at me, but he's never going to listen to this, so that's okay. Mm. Anyway, we've got time. My brother was so obsessed, but that's okay. He would watch it all day, every day. Mm. Okay, number three. We'll get through this quickly. We've got Moana.
Yeah. Yep.
Great movie.
Classic.
Yep. I think one of the best. So cool to have a Polynesian 100%. Princess as well.
100%.
I feel like you can really see like New Zealand culture there.
We didn't do The Princess and the Frog, though, and that deserves something up.
That does.
That's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can we just say out of this special list. Mention?
Yeah, special mention.
Honorable mention.
If it was on the list,
show.
I would have put it at first.
It's
a better animated movie.
Oh, yeah. Great movie. Yeah. Number two, Frozen.
Yes.
Big classic. Part of all your guys' childhoods.
Yeah, 100%. Frozen dolls. We used to dress up as Elsa and Anna.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me and my friend thought we were getting kidnapped by Elsa once.
What?
It's a long story. Anyway, what's number one, Brie?
I also think well-deserved, Tangled.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's number such one. A movie.
I don't watch Tangled.
Okay, get out.
So you need to watch Tangled.
I'll make you watch it.
Okay. So that was our tier ranking. I think Tangled definitely had the best ranking. It was just the best. But anyway, now we're going to be doing We Listen and We Don't Judge.
Except I will be the not judge.
The judge.
The non-judge.
The non-judge.
I'm not allowed to judge. So
if she judges,
today
we'll tell you.
We are talking about the weirdest things we have done. And there's one rule. I cannot judge. No judgment allowed.
These are really bad. Just
they're
saying.
Really bad. They're really, pick the weirdest stuff, okay? Yeah.
And so what's going to happen is if I make any face or if they sense any feeling of judgment, they're going to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to call her out.
Okay. I already feel like I've got a judgment face on.
Who's going to go first?
Ruby, do you want to take it away?
Oh, okay. Are we going to go around like one
Yeah, we'll go
bit.
Around. Okay. Yeah.
So, really say it with me.
We listen and we don't judge.
One time I stole my granddad's glasses as a prank and I put them in his tea, but since he couldn't see, he nearly choked on the glasses. But you're judging.
I'm not judging, I'm laughing. That's a funny story. You know what? Fair enough. You know, he's just on a...
Fair enough.
It's a funny prank and you didn't mean for it to turn out that way. No judgment.
Okay. Oh
my God, I broke my jam.
Dylan? We listen and we don't judge.
I once practiced kissing using my grandmother's dentures.
Oh my God, I remember you talking to me about that.
It was
Bree's
not
judging
pleasant.
Right now so hard.
It was not pleasant.
Bree's like, what the hell?
Wait.
Hey, you're judging. Are you judging?
Pause.
No, I'm not judging.
Judging. Wow. Bree, you're judging.
Bree.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Does your grandma know about this?
Bro, he told me before he told his grandma.
Okay.
Okay.
I need a second.
Okay.
We listen and we don't judge.
So I once ate my dog's poo when I was like younger to see what it would taste like, and I almost ended up in hospital.
Stop judging, man.
You're judging. Stop judging. Okay.
Okay. This is really bad. We listen and we don't judge. Once when I was about six, I was in the shower and I was curious to what pee tasted like. So I grabbed a cup and I peed in it and I drank a little bit.
Is that judging?
I feel like that's judging.
That's judging.
I feel like
these guys have made these up.
No, we haven't.
My mum nearly posted it to Facebook.
I love your mum.
That seems like
Okay, Dylan, we listen and we don't judge.
I once found and raised a baby seagull and hid it from my parents until they ended up finding it dead in my wardrobe.
I thought you cooked it.
That is illegal.
That's actually a crime. Oh. And I remember you talking to me about that, actually.
I was like eight, so it's fine.
That doesn't make it better.
Not fine.
Okay,
now.
But we can't judge.
No judgment. We listen and we don't judge.
So I'm really close to my cat. Like, my cat sleeps in my bed and everything. And one time my cat got fleas. And before I took the worming tablets, I, like, captured one of the fleas. And I, like, put it in, like, a cup and, like, kept it in my room. And it was, like, called Jerry. And then one day I went to go check on it and it had gotten loose and I got flea bites, like, all over me.
Bro, Jerry's my dead cat's name. Coincidence. Bree is judging. Sorry.
Bree, I'm not judging.
Bree is judging. Bree, we have something to tell you. We actually
They're all fake. They're all fake.
Really fake.
I was worried.
They're all fake. Don't worry.
I taste my own pee?
I think I eat my dog's poo.
You think that she keep fleas in her
cat? Do I look like the person that keep fleas in my room?
I look like the type of person who would keep a pet seagull.
You do.
I would like to say, though, the creativity of those.
Thank you. I made up her granddad one.
Bella, I'm sorry. Bella made my first one for me.
The first one did seem believable, though.
And then it just got worse.
It went downhill. It got worse.
I was really worried for you guys.
Bree's nearly crying, bro.
I was
Oh my gosh.
Are you guys saying this on air as well? I was, man, you guys had me stressing. But, you know, thanks, team.
That's so funny.
I'm really glad that that's not true.
Dylan just dropped our filming camera.
Thanks, Dylan.
That's great.
All right. That's it for We Listen and We Don't Judge. I hope you had a great time and we didn't disturb you too much.
You disturbed me.
Okay, guys, this is 10 questions, 60 seconds. We're each going to have 60 seconds to ask 10 questions that Bree has made us. So we're going to have to say the first thing that comes to our mind, and there's no changing our answer once we say it. So, Dylan,
you can also pass. You can pass and come back to it.
Okay. Yeah. Dylan, you're up first.
Wait, I'm first.
I'd like to say all of these questions, the answers start with the same letter as your name.
Okay, I'll put the timer on.
These notes.
Okay. We're not on air or anything. My mom isn't watching this or anything.
Okay, tell me when.
Okay. Question
3, 2, 1, go.
Duck, who wears a blue sailing outfit?
Donald.
Nice. Country starting with D.
Denmark. Is that a country?
Yes, yep. Correct. Okay, what does Maleficent turn into in Sleeping Beauty? The evil witch.
I don't watch.
You can pass.
What snack food is often associated with police in movies?
Donuts.
Yep.
I like
What makes a cool sound when hit with wooden sticks?
Drums.
Don't help him, Ruby. Yep.
I'm not.
Ruby. Underwater animal that is smart and uses Dolphin. Clicks to communicate. Yep. Red superhero who breaks the fourth wall and makes jokes while fighting.
Deadpool.
Guy who loves telephone boxes.
Doctor Who.
Yes. A fish who gets lost.
Ooh.
Dory.
Yes. What place is known as the Edinburgh of the South?
Dunedin.
Okay, what does Maleficent turn into in Sleeping Beauty?
I didn't watch Sleeping Beauty.
Three. Guess.
Two. Dolphin.
Zero.
That
dragon.
Was.
Is that
it was
the,
a dragon, but you
twist.
Got that two last.
I know.
The yeah. plot twist of Sleeping Beauty is that the evil witch turns into a dolphin.
I want to watch that instead. That is a 9 out of 10
9
for Dylan.
Out of 10. Woo, celebration. Go. Yay.
Yeah,
Dylan's cheering for himself.
Yeah. You sound like a dolphin.
You look like a dolphin.
Okay. Dylan, you can choose. Who do you want to go next?
No.
Bella. Yes.
Bella. Okay.
Hey.
I feel like I made these questions too easy.
Okay. Well, don't say that before, like. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Name a country that starts with B.
Belgium.
Nice. What's my boss's name?
Ben.
When you mix cream too long, it turns into?
Butter.
Yep. What superhero likes black and yellow?
What?
I know.
Pass.
What is a blonde toy doll that lots of little girls play with?
Barbie.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is an Australian Indigenous wooden curved tool?
Oh, boomerang.
Nice. What is an important item for Dora?
Backpack.
Nice. Flying mammal that uses echolocation?
Bats.
What is the name of a famous clock tower in London?
Big Ben.
Disney princess who likes books?
Belle.
And what superhero likes black and yellow?
What? Black and yellow? What's a superhero? 10.
Superhero.
Bumblebee.
Six. Whoa.
No, it's not.
Not the answer that I wanted, but three, close.
Two, one. Bow, 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 bow.
Black and yellow.
I would say that's a Transformer. He's not really a superhero.
No, I'm pretty
she
sure that Bumblebee. Is a superhero. Yeah, Bumblebee is a
she
Transformer.
She said Bumblebee, so she did.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure there is
what
a superhero
it?
Called Bumblebee.
Yeah, well.
What was it?
I'd say Batman.
Batman?
Oh, yeah, true. That makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Batman reminds me of Liam Payne, guys.
That makes me think that, like, oh, okay. Okay, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 as well.
Claps for Bella.
Claps for Bella.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not doing very well with my mouth.
It's okay.
Yay.
Okay, Bri, you got my questions?
Okay. I've got some questions for Ruby.
3, 2, 1, go.
A small red fruit.
Rhubarb. No, raspberry.
Yep. What flower is popular on Valentine's Day?
Roses.
Yep. What sport does All Blacks play?
Rugby.
What singer likes breaking dishes and umbrellas?
Rihanna.
What is a country that starts with R?
Rudolph. I don't know. Wait, come back.
Dried grapes turn into?
Raisins.
Yep. What do people use to fly them to the moon?
Rockets.
Where in New Zealand smells like rotten eggs?
What? Rotten eggs. Pass.
Who steals from the rich and gives to the poor?
Peter Pan. Wait, no. Robin Hood. Robin Hood?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What is Harry Potter's ginger best friend?
Ron. Okay, other questions.
Peter Pan. Where in NZ smells like rotten egg?
Oh. Rotorua?
Yes. Is that 10 out of 10?
Is it?
Isn't there the other one?
What? There's one more.
There's one more.
Oh.
Brie,
sorry.
Brie.
Oh, country starts with R.
Oh.
Bro.
I'll give you 5 extra seconds. Five.
Also, can I? Four. Okay.
3, 2.
Romania.
Oh, that's 10 out of 10.
Can I say that in the rules it states
that
you,
it has
the,
to be the first
answer is correct.
I feel like...
No, it's fine. You got 10 out of 10.
But she said rhubarb and then...
Yeah, and then raspberry. And then she said Rudolph.
There was multiple of you guys.
She said Peter Pan.
Yeah. I think there was multiple of you guys that actually said different answers first.
I never said different answers first. Okay. Except for the last one, but I said it
after
the timer.
Okay, so that means... I feel like Bella maybe did once as well.
Yeah, I did.
It's okay, guys.
I was just saying that we did not follow the rules.
Yay,
Ruby, we need the sound effect.
Yep, nice job, Ruby.
Ruby!
Woo! Are you okay?
I love you!
Sign my forehead!
That is the end of 10 questions in 60 seconds. So, one more episode done, team. How's it feel?
Boring.
Pretty cool.
Feels like we should be getting paid.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh,
we should be getting ice cream after.
Yeah, do you guys
you should
feel
take
like,
us to Night and Day?
I don't know.
You
about
should.
That team.
Get some
I don't have my work card with me today. Sorry, team. But how do you guys do? You guys feel like you're pros at this point?
No.
Yeah. We've done like 6 episodes, 7 episodes.
Six, seven.
I've done a grand total.
Okay, turn on me like
episodes.
That. Turn on me like that.
Yeah. Woo.
Damn, Dylan, you should have come more.
Oh,
Dylan.
I've done actually more episodes, but I've only been here twice.
That's fair.
Because
we
yeah.
record them twice. So, I mean, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we record 2 at a time. So.
Yeah, because yeah. it was me and Ruby, then me and
Tyler.
And then.
This
now.
Is your. So you're up to no. 6 by the end of this, then?
Whoa. You're up to 4, aren't you? Because
no,
we did 2 episodes together.
Oh, I don't know.
We did
anyway.
2.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter how many we've done.
Like
I've done heaps. So that's, I feel like a proper professional now.
Yeah, but
anyway,
to be there for heaps.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
We have to kind of be there for like a lot of them. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiako. That is Whehako on TikTok.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just sat in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight. See you soon.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.